Good morning again. I really liked the liturgy in the beginning of our worship today. It said, the real story begins again in the renewal of our very souls as God nudges us toward new life and possibilities in the new year. And the question was asked, what is being born within us? So today we will be reminded of the work of Christmas, we'll look at the scripture from this morning, and then we'll dream a little. I'd first like to talk with you about this poem that Howard Thurman talked about, The Work of Christmas and When It Begins. The work of Christmas begins the day after Christmas. And so what we saw in this video is one way to serve God's people. But I'm wondering, what can we imagine together in ways that we might serve God's people? And I wonder, what would the new heaven and the new earth look like as spoken in Revelation? Well, maybe it looks something like the Christmas truce that we started with this season. The Christmas truce of World War I, when trenches of the Allied and trenches of the Germans heard each other singing a Christmas carol, Silent Night, and everything stopped for a day. And enemies played and shook hands and sang carols together. Our Luke text reminded me of Sheldon Cooper of The Big Bang Theory. Does anyone watch this? Okay, yes. Sometimes our children are doing things unexplainable, like Sheldon Cooper did as an adult and also as a child. We wonder, what are they thinking, imagining, or dreaming? And we realize that they are on a path of great things. And we wonder, how can this be? They're just a child. And then we realize it all comes from God. Jesus was in the temple beginning to explore and dream big about his greater purpose of his life. Of course, Jesus' parents were worried about him and upset with him for not joining the caravan, but the last line of the text that we did not read today, you can look it up later for the exact words. Luke chapter 2, verse 52 says, and his mother kept this all in his heart. As parents, we sometimes do this, right? We wonder, why are our children doing things that don't make any sense? And we keep them in our hearts, and then later on we realize they were onto something big in their lives. Well, it's time for us to dream big in Syracuse. We all know the statistics of poverty here, which affects much more than someone or a family living in a rundown apartment. It affects people's, and especially children's, health, education, the violence in the community, self-esteem, just to name a few things. God was certainly dreaming big when God told Mary that she was to be the mother of Jesus. And I'm going to read from Luke chapter 1, verse 30 through 33, and then I'll read also verse 38. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. And Mary says, I am the Lord's servant, said Mary. May it happen to me as you have said. And the angel left her. God was dreaming big, and Mary certainly was too. It's time to dream and believe like a child, like Jesus did as a child. In Luke 18, verse 17, in the Common English Bible, it says, I assure you that whoever doesn't welcome God's kingdom like a child will never enter it. I know I talked about this when Hal Garman was here, but I'm going to talk about it again. Bubble up theology, or bubble up ministry. Let's take this time to pray and to pray about our next steps and see what bubbles up so that we may share the light of Jesus with our city. After all, as Howard Thurman says, after Christmas, after it is all packed up and put away, the work of Christmas begins. Amen.